Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team at Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how you been?
Good. Waterproof the deck.
Well, excellent. I know. You know, we've been following the pool building
saga,
and the way it's been this last week outside, I would say you're probably thanking yourself for having it done.
Two thumbs up.
Nice. Good.
So
the family's
worked out well.
In perfect timing.
And even the dogs. Yes.
I love it. Well, we have with us here today, back in the studio, our insurance expert, Ryan Sullivan at State Farm.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Ryan, and you? Good. Well, we wanted to do a show that's a little bit different. We've been doing a lot of information shows, putting a lot of information out there, but we wanted to come back a little bit, maybe go over some of our roots. And so I brought Ryan in to kind to help us interview a little bit, and we were just going to kind of do a little bit of back and forth and help you kind of get to know who we are, you know, where we came from, how we got to this point, why we do what we do, and just give everybody a little insight into that. You ready for that, Ryan?
Absolutely.
All right, go ahead. Well, I will let you start first, and then I'll hit you with a doozy after that.
Sweet, I'm looking forward. Where are you from, and how'd you get your start in real estate?
That's a good question. Well, I'm actually original here in the Tri-Cities, just born and raised in Pasco, grew up on a family farm north of Pasco, went to school at Richland, actually graduated Richland High. I hope that doesn't X me out from too many people out there. But
welcome horns.
So,
me too.
So
81.
Graduated from Richland and then on to PLU in Tacoma, where I got a business degree there.
Good school.
And then just after spending some time on the rainy side, traffic infested side, decided to come back to Tri-Cities to raise a family. So I met my wife and business partner, Karen, in college. Luckily, I made the ultimate sale, and she agreed to move back, move over here to this side. And I actually got licensed. Within a couple weeks of just being back from college. So I was fortunate to grow up across the street from a real estate broker. Had worked for him, all through summer colleges and high school. I actually used to mow the lawns of the vacant properties at the real estate
firm.
That's
a good point. You got licensed very shortly out of college. That stands as a testament to how hard Lance and his team works, because the real estate test is not something easy. You don't just walk in and say, I think I'll become a real estate agent. It's kind of like the bar exam.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, and it's a different set of rules and laws. And so I just wanted to jump right into it. Always been interested in real estate. Took a lot of real estate, not just that test and those classes, but took a lot in college. And so, so just decided to make a go out of it. So I've had my license now we've been doing this for over 10 years, and absolutely love it, love property, and love helping people. And so that's kind of how we got to where we are today.
Nice.
So I guess obviously the next follow-up question is you're going to make it easy for me, so Ryan, how did you, where are you from, how did you get into insurance?
I grew up in western Montana.
Okay.
A place called Anaconda, and I moved to a place called Kalispell when I was 10, graduated from high school there. A two-year stint in California at school, finished up at WSU in Pullman.
Okay.
Met my wife. She said we're moving to the Tri-Cities. She grew up here.
So she made the ultimate sale on that one. Nice.
So it wasn't really a sale.
It was a short sale. Trying to come up with a real estate acronym.
You've been listening. There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
it was a repossession.
That's fabulous. So I'm glad she got you back here.
Yeah, and being in Eastern Washington for 3 or 4 years before we moved over here, I knew of the Tri-Cities, and it's always been a great place. We vacation here in the summer times with her family being here. And so I've spent plenty of time prior to moving here. It's a good place. So it's a great place to raise a family, so we decided to make the move.
And then how about insurance? How did that come about?
I kind of fell into insurance. It's insurance is one of those things that when little kids are growing up, they say, Daddy, I want to be an astronaut, or I'm going to be a lawyer, or a baseball player, or a doctor. And you very rarely find a 4 or 5 year old saying, Daddy, I'm going to sell insurance for a living.
Yeah,
definitely. Okay.
You know, and when you picture insurance agents, you picture Ned Ryerson from Groundhog Day, generally. The plaid pants, the goofy looking suit, the fedora, and the big thick glasses. And so it... Yeah. I fell into the insurance business. I, like you, have a business degree, option in finance, and there's as a part of that curriculum to get your degree, there were some insurance classes that were required, and I really enjoyed it. And the business has merged in with the financial sector, and I've always enjoyed that as well. And I picked State Farm because I had the best opportunity to help folks. And good. Originally, I wanted to be a teacher, but that didn't work out so well. And I got into the insurance business because it allows me to teach things that are maybe a little more practical than geometry or physics.
Yeah, and from my personal experience, you're darn good at it. So that's great.
That's great.
Well, good. Good answers. I like that all the way around. All right, I'll give you another opportunity.
Give us some insight to how critical having a great team is.
You're pretty good at these questions. it is, you know what, the team's kind of evolved over the years. So when you hear us talk about the Kenmore team and when we started branding that and going out and doing that, I figured out pretty quick in the real estate business when we started out that there were only so many people I could help if I was doing everything myself. And what happens is you kind of become, you know, what happens is I believe that, you know, there's kind of an old saying, you know, and I don't know how accurate it is a lot of times, but it's like jack of all trades, master of none.
Absolutely.
So what happens when you're a real estate agent without, you know, any other facets or support to yourself, you are a web marketer, you are a fax machine operator, you're following up with lenders, a photographer, you know, and there's all these different aspects that happens. And I realized quickly that, you know, there was a limited number of people I could help if I was doing that all myself. And where my strong points really came into play was knowing property well, physically knowing property well, knowing the market well, knowing what the comparables are, and then negotiating deals. So helping people price properties. And then helping people negotiate deals and knowing what it takes to close that transaction is the parts of the business that I really, really enjoyed. And then some of the, you know, paperwork and photography and the marketing stuff, I just quite honestly, I wasn't as good at that stuff, you know, and I don't have an eye for that. So luckily I married correctly and my wife is very good at that stuff, has an art degree in graphic design. And so that,
nice,
you know,
fit.
That helped out. And I did not even think about that when I was looking around.
That was the next question.
it worked out well. So it worked out well for, you know, us to kind of split those duties and then have, you know, and then have Karen handle that aspect of the business. And then allows me to work with more buyers and sellers. And then it's evolved even from there. So what happens is I say in each file, the way that we have it laid out is once you take a new listing, from taking that new listing to closing that out, you have what we call touches. Every time somebody else new is involved or a new aspect of the transaction is involved. And in the real estate transaction, you have a little bit of over 80 touches. So if you can look at it, if you get two or three deals going, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you've got 240 things to do, you know, over the next 30 days.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of stuff that you can't do. So what we've done is we've set up a strong support system, and system being the key word, so that we have a system for all of those touches that other people in our business can operate. So we have a full-time licensed assistant. And it's very important to us that they are licensed, because we're not just putting somebody in that position that, you know, is just, you know, is that just a minimum wage person that, you know, faxes stuff and does that. We are actually putting a person in that position that is licensed, that has the same real estate license that I have, so that it's not just somebody that's going to do something without thinking about what they're doing. So that's very important to us, to make sure that, you know, we have really high standards for who we're putting on the team, so that way too, it accomplishes a lot of different things. Is when I'm here doing this radio show, or when I am, you know, at an appointment with another buyer or seller, people can get licensed help from somebody else on our team that knows the file. You know, everybody knows that, you know, we do, you know, we do have to eat, and we do have to, you know, go on vacation every now and then. So that by putting another person on our team that's licensed, it gives our clients just a much higher level of service, because you can get a hold of them when I'm not available, and you can get the information you need from someone that knows the file. Not somebody that's filling in while I'm gone, somebody that actively knows you as our client and knows the file.
And think about, maybe in the past, I've had this happen before. You call somebody and you're trying to get some information from them, and you're talking to one of the people they work with, and they don't know anything about what's going on in your situation. And, well, I'll have to check and get back to you.
Right, and that's a frustrating situation to be in. And so, really, you know, we've just set up, you know, we have great communication on our team, great meetings on our team, so that everybody on our team, you know, there's multiple licensees that all know about your file, know what's going on, know you as our client. And so it didn't start out that way. You know, I started out as just the, you know, Johnny One agent that does it all. And, you know, we got to the point in our business where we were fortunate enough that we were able to add that team aspect to it, and then grow our business and continue to grow it and add people, to the point now too where we actually have a buyer specialist on our team that really just handles buyers, because it's a lot different when there's you know, if you've got two or three sellers to worry about and advertising and listings, it's hard to find just that perfect home for a buyer, because there's a lot to look at in our market when you've got 1,000 listings out there and new listings and new neighborhoods. You really want somebody whose sole focus is on helping you find that house. And so, you know, we just have a phenomenal agent, Yvonne Caffrey. She's been with our team for a couple years now, trained as our assistant, so knows our business and the business inside and out, worked our business as our assistant for over a year, and then has moved on to be an agent. And so you're really getting top-notch quality service over there with us.
That's great.
So I like when Ryan asks all the questions first, because then I just have to ask the same question. So I have personal experience with your office, so I can speak, you know, that I've had to call your office before, and there's been times when you're meeting with clients, and I've actually had some people. I know you have a team, because I've had people on your staff help me. So I mean, tell me a little bit about your structure, how your business model works. Compare and contrast a little bit from what you just heard.
There are probably more similarities than there are differences in the way your office runs in comparison to mine. Right now I have 3 full-time licensed insurance, like we call them, account representatives.
Okay.
Who are trained in all facets. One of the major differences is when you get a house to close post-closing, there's very few touches after that. When people sign up with us, they're with us hopefully for life.
Gotcha.
So we've got to have systems post-sale to make sure folks are happy, make sure billing accounts stay correct and appropriate, because we can't always control what's going on with the billing accounts. It's a whole different department within State Farm.
Right. So you're right. So you would have people, you know, maybe their bill increases and it wasn't supposed to, or...
Right. Or the billing date doesn't necessarily coincide with coverage dates for certain... Adding and subtracting coverage, so there's overlap and trying to get everything squared away. We've got claims. We've got trying to do annual reviews to make sure that what our clients have is what they think they have and what they hope they have. Heaven forbid you get to a claim site and they thought their house was insured for $500,000 and it was insured for $200,000.
Right, that's a problem.
Potentially could have issues.
Right, that's a problem.
Yeah, I've tried to build my office kind of in similar ways to a dental practice, if you will.
Okay.
In my office, I would be the dentist.
Gotcha.
I come in, you know, you meet with me once, twice a year, and any of the heavy lifting I do. I have 2 account executives or account representatives who would be kind of like your hygienist.
Okay.
They know a lot, but they may not know everything that I know.
Gotcha.
They can handle a lot of the day-to-day activities. And then we have somebody who handles the front desk, answers the phones, make sure a lot of the basic information, the day-to-day stuff, can get handled.
Perfect. And, so, yeah, they are very similar, for sure.
Right, and we have systems for annual reviews, making sure that we're in touch with our clients that call us. You know, or we call them at least twice a year to make sure that things are well, no different thing, going in and get your checkup. And
Gotcha. So I guess can I ask two questions in a row then? since we're talking about insurance, you said something in there that you know relates to real estate heavily that you know I'd just like to follow up with. So like you said, getting out to somebody's place and finding out that you know they thought they had $500,000 worth of insurance coverage, but they only had $200. I mean, how does something like that happen? I mean, or is this what the annual review is about? Should everybody do an annual review? Is it just is that too much? I mean, what? I guess the first thing I hear you talk about that scenario, and I think, gosh, how can I prevent this, or what should I do? I mean, give me a little advice there.
As far to answer your question, should everybody do an annual review? Absolutely.
On their homeowner's insurance policy.
On everything they've got.
Okay.
And here's why. Your needs over time will change.
Gotcha.
And you may not know about it. Okay. The biggest objection to an annual review that we run into is A, we don't have time.
And I don't want to spend any more money.
And B, I don't want to get sold.
I'll give it to you right now because that's what I'm telling you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Don't sell me anything. If you've got a good agent, which I like to think that I'm a good agent, I have good employees, the idea behind the annual review is to go through and make sure that you're covered in the right areas, which means that there's going to be some fact-finding involved. Hey, Lance, what's changed over the last couple of years since I've seen you?
Gotcha.
Let's look at your liability insurance amount that you're carrying. Is that protecting your income and your assets that you've accumulated? Because if you run around with state minimums, you know, $25,000 bodily injury coverage on your car, and you hit somebody, and it's a $200,000 or $300,000 claim, they're taking it out of your pocket, not out of State Farm's pocket at that point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're making sure that we're protecting your assets and your income appropriately. Checking home coverage, man, I'll tell you, the real estate market bounces around and is in regard to what a willing buyer will pay a seller for the price of a house.
Right.
But that isn't the amount of insurance you should have on the house. Because I don't insure the lot.
Okay.
And the cost of rebuild construction costs are different than fresh out of the ground construction costs.
That makes sense.
Right. Because and in insurance costs, you've got what we call loss mitigation that isn't built into construction costs, because if they're building a house fresh out of the ground, they aren't cleaning up 20,000 gallons of water in somebody's basement and then rebuilding it, or taking debris removal after a fire.
Okay.
And they're buying lumber and materials at a more current market cost as opposed to in bulk.
So there's a lot to think about, and a lot more than I would assume. And I'm thinking in my head, I mean, did I do an annual review in the last 3 years? And I don't think that's the definition of annual. And so I'm just as guilty of this.
Well, and it's one of those things. Nobody wants to do it.
Right.
You know, I hate to admit this, but on the rung of things to do, the insurance guy is about 15th or 20th.
Right.
I mean, most people are worried about getting their kids to school, getting them out of school, making sure they got fed, getting them to soccer practice, hopefully finding some time for themselves during the day, and so on and so forth. And that's, you know, but that's why I'm here.
Well, that's good advice. I appreciate that. And since I started asking lots of extra questions of you, we've run up on a break here. So we're going to go to break. We've been talking to Ryan Sullivan, our insurance expert at State Farm, about what type of homeowner's insurance you should have, how much you should have, and getting to know him and his office a little bit better. So hopefully you can make a great decision and talk to him. We'll be right back after the break.
We're on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
Back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking a little bit about getting to know us and our teams a little bit better. We have been talking with our insurance expert, Mr. Ryan Sullivan. I pummeled him a little bit in the last segment and got a couple extra questions in. So I will give him a chance now to continue the interview and ask me a couple more questions.
Why are you different? What are some of the things that make Lance and the Kenmore team unique versus the other choices people would have in our area for real estate?
You know what? There's a lot of choices out there. I mean, when you look at it, there's, the numbers fluctuate and stuff, and there's over 400 choices that people could make of agents. And so I'm always very, very honored when somebody chooses us, and we appreciate it when someone makes that decision. But there are some things that make us stand out. Number one is, number one would be, just kind of our work ethic. I mean, like I said, I was definitely raised on a farm, and with that mentality, here that there, sometimes you got to put in the time, and there's just no way around it. People also they work during the day, and so when you're talking about their home and need to make those appointments, there's a lot of nights that, you know, that we have to make those appointments from, you know, from 4 to 8:30, 9, 10 o'clock, you know, if we have to. So, you know, our work ethic has always been huge, you know, and we're willing to do what we need to do to get those appointments, help those folks, and get the job done. So I think that's huge. And then over the years, we've kind of developed a system that I think that really makes us stand out. I advertise it, and it's called our hassle-free listing system. And what this is it's kind of a guarantee that if we don't do our job correctly, you're not going to pay for that. And that, you know, to me, that was huge, because when I first got in the industry, you know, we were kind of taught this, I call it an old school way of, here's a 6-month contract and you're going to sign it and you're going to be locked in with X agent and it's going to be X percent, you know, and
very rigid.
And this is what it is. And that's how you do the business. And you know what, that just never quite sat right with me. So we developed a system that said, okay, here is 3 different ways that the house could sell. Another agent could come and sell it, and that's what happens a majority of the time. And if another agent does come and sell it, we're going to pay him well to do that. We love other agents coming to sell your house. Love it. And so, you know, we're always very cooperative in that sense. And so So if that happens, the price is going to be X. Now, if someone just calls me and wants to see it, or calls Yvonne on my team and we sell it ourselves, you're going to get a discount because of that. You know, we can do it cheaper in-house, and you're going to get a discount because of that.
Because you didn't pay another agent.
Right. And so that helps. And then, you know, what could happen a lot of the time is, you know, the house better than anybody else. And when you put your house on the market, your ears kind of perk up for people that are looking for a home, and you start to sell it yourself. And you know what could happen is, you might sell it while it's listed. You might come across somebody at work or church or your friends, and you might walk up and call me and say, hey, Lance, you know what? Jackie wants to buy the house for X amount, and we're good to go. And you know what? At that point, you've done my job. And so there's a different price for that, and it's very low. and so we give people that option. The other thing that's going to happen is life might change. You know, that job transfer might not go through, or you might decide not to sell. Well, there's no reason for you to be stuck in that contract if it's not working for you. So we give people the flexibility to say they don't want to be listed with us anymore. They don't want to sell. And that's kind of our guarantee. You know, you hear about money back guarantees. I mean, all of this is up front anyway. There's no money that exchanges hands, you know, up front. And so that's our money back guarantee is, when you're done, we're done, and there's no hassle. And that's why it's the hassle free listing. So, you know, over the years, we've kind of morphed into that program, and it's not rocket science, but I believe it reflects our value system, and it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's,
well, it's probably a very different approach. Like you said, what you learned, going through the business, it's probably something that's never really been done in real estate before.
Yeah, and there's
been applied successfully in other avenues of business, but, you know, why not do it in real estate?
Exactly. And there were agents that had various forms of this. And you know, a lot of this stuff is taught to me by other folks, you know, not necessarily in this community. But like I said, we're always networking with other agents and stuff. And, you know, it's a growing trend that we've seen developing across the nation in other markets. And I had an agent, you know, teach it to me. And so, you know, when I wanted to do something like this, I didn't just, you know, say, this is how it's done. And I mean, some stuff, you know, I knew what I wanted to do, but we also, you know, we also were able to seek out experts that had been doing it and knew what did work and how to do it. So, you know, I definitely need to give credit to those other agents that helped, that had been doing it successfully before me in other markets and were willing to teach me how to do it.
Yeah.
And that's another point that, you know, that I think really differentiates us is we seek out the advice of other successful agents. We network with those agents. multiple times throughout the year. We figure out what's working in other markets that are similar to ours, markets that are different from ours that we can also learn from. We take that advice and we apply it here to our local market, and it makes us better agents. So you know you're going to get the same question. I mean, so I hear, you know, there's got to be something different. There's got to be something different about you. I have no clue what you're going to say. I've been seeing, I know you have nothing to do with this. You're probably going to be irritated I'm saying this. But, you know, I see the State Farm commercials on ESPN and these other shows. And, well, you've got some sort of checker, the State Farm checker or discount checker.
Oh, the discount double check.
You probably don't even want to talk about it, and I'm just totally screwing you up. But okay, but that's got to be something different you have, right? Or what do you have that's different, Ryan Sullivan?
Our system in our machine, so to speak, is different from other agencies. You know, if you look at the average captive insurance agent, or even in the broker world, you generally got a sole practitioner. Kind of what you were talking about earlier. It's the jack of all trades.
Gotcha.
And what ends up happening is that person becomes the go-to person for everything.
Right.
You're taking a claim. You're dealing with billing issues. You're, you know, and sometimes, you know, insurance agencies will have an admin type person too to do a lot of the paperwork. But what ends up happening is they get to a service capacity, then they're maxed out. In my office, I've got 3 full-time employees, which is, you know, 2.5 years in. I'm bigger than, as far as staffing-wise, we're larger than probably 80% of the agencies in Eastern Washington, but we're doing it for a reason. It's so phone calls can get returned on time. Yes, we do return phone calls.
Right.
I mean, you know, I hate,
important.
I hate for that to be a differentiating factor, but you aren't going to have to wait around for a week to us to get to your,
right.
You know, we return every call before we go home at night.
Right. No.
And I've noticed that we are also with a different, we're with a different State Farm agent, but I've noticed that they kind of operate the same way. There's multiple people in the office. And, you know, you call them, and if you have to leave a message, they get back to you.
Yeah.
The team approach makes a difference, because there's nothing worse than calling somebody. 3 days have gone by, and I haven't heard back. You start to get mad.
Right. I totally understand.
Yeah. And see, personally, that is my biggest pet peeve. It's you know, if I call somebody, I expect a phone call.
Yep.
Not in 48 hours, not in 36 hours.
Right.
Today.
Right.
You know, let me know.
That makes a lot of sense.
And even if you don't know anything, let me know that you hadn't forgotten about me.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that makes a lot of sense.
You know, our review program differentiates us. We will call you to do a review.
Gotcha.
You don't have to come in and see us. Obviously, you don't. But, you know, it's one of those things that we look over your files, even though you may not know we're looking over your files, to see if there's gaps, to say, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Not always calling to sell you something, but we're calling to say, hey, you know, this might be an idea to help you.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I mean, I like that a lot. And those details are what make the difference, like you said, when there's a claim. I mean, no one needs you until there's usually a major problem, right?
Right, and that's one of the other things that does differentiate us. We show up to the party. And when I say we, I say me.
Right.
If you've got your roof blown off, I'm the guy that's going to come out and help you. Now, State Farm does have adjusters, and we do work through our claims program, but I'm involved in that. It's not call an 800 number and say, you know, goodbye, and we'll see you in 6 months. It's you know, if you've got issues, I'm there to help.
You know, I like that. Man, yeah. If I got a problem and it's kind of cool and there's a lot of damage from a tree or something, I mean, I want Ryan to come see
cool.
It. You know, I mean, where you just trust that, you know, that you and I have talked and I've sat down in your office and I know you, and I'm going to feel better that you show up to my house to care about it.
Well, and there's a difference. Yeah. And I'm not the one making the decision generally, so let me clarify
right. That.
I don't decide whether something's covered or not covered unless it's a really small deal. You know, if you have a big claim, I mean, our claims adjusters are going to get involved, but I can tell you, on the homeowner's side, our claim adjuster lives less than a mile from my office. I mean, she lives in Kennewick. She's a resident of Kennewick. She's not an independent. She is a State Farm adjuster, so she knows our policy better than anybody. And we also have relationships with restoration companies.
Very nice.
Which provides, if you have a claim, you'll have somebody on site within 30 minutes of me knowing about it.
Gotcha.
Wow,
that's phenomenal.
So if you've got a house full of water, a house on fire, somebody will be there inside a half hour.
That's great.
You know,
that's great.
The restoration companies that State Farm works with, and there's multiple, have 3-year work on construction guarantees, which is unheard of in the construction business, a 3-year guarantee on workmanship.
Yeah.
Wow.
Differentiating factors.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I did not know that either. So we've been talking, folks, the general idea of today's show is so that you could get to know us a little bit better. We do a lot of informational shows where we're giving information and talking about information. But Ryan and I both talked and we said, you know what, we'd really like the listeners to know a little bit more about who we are, how we operate, and why we're asking for your business. And so we just like to give everybody that chance. It's been a great show for me. It's an easy show to do for me because, you know, we're talking about stuff we live every day. So I appreciate you coming in and helping out with that interview process. If folks need to get a hold of you for one of those annual reviews that not even I've done, that I should be doing and will do now, how can they call you to get that review done? What's the best way, call or email, for people to get a hold of you?
Office phone number is the easiest. It's 783-0172.
783-0172. That was Ryan Sullivan with State Farm Insurance. We have some of our insurance there too, and I can attest to that office just being fabulous. So that's been today, the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. You've gotten to know the Kenmore team a little bit better, and our insurance expert, Mr. Ryan Sullivan. I will say, I am going to give a warning that next week I am turning the show over to Scott Ridgway of Cobalt Mortgage because we will be out of town. I'm not sure if this is a disclaimer or a warning, but the show next week will be all about lending. I'm super excited to hear the podcast when I get back. Appreciate everybody that's tuning in, and you will hear from me in 2 weeks, and we will continue next week with the lending special
right here on News Talk 870.